after the very first play of the game, when Ted Ginn went 93 yards, and all of us were saying, well, this could be an interesting one. This could be a blowout, possibly. They went right down the field after they, in turn, had a great kickoff return. Seven plays, 46 yards, in your face, we are to be reckoned with. Then another drive of, I think, five or six plays, and two touchdowns in two possessions, eventually three touchdowns in three possessions, and the game was, all in all intents and purposes, on for Florida State.
Nick, you make a great point. I mean, here you've got Ohio State riding high, number one. The game, you know, November 18th beats Michigan. That's the game of the century, supposedly. Now it's, you know, five versus six or whatever. I mean, ridiculous, you know, in terms of what it should have really been. And then they run the, you know, the touchdown. Ginn has the touchdown on the kickoff, and all of a sudden, 7-0, 16 seconds are gone. That was the worst possible thing that could have happened to Ohio State, because I think that just confirmed for them, hey, we're the best, no problem. Meanwhile, it fueled Florida even more, and you're right, the underdog usually does so well in these games that come at the end of these long, long layoffs, because they do have time. They're 18 to 22-year-olds. You know that. You fire them up like all get-out. It's like, you know, it's perfect for an Urban Meyer to get them all jazzed up and ready to roll. They've been disrespected, yada, yada, yada. And then, you're right, the immediate comeback by Florida changed everything. And I'm watching the game. I'm sure you felt the same way. Whoa, that was way more important. Florida's long drive, you know, quick drive for the touchdown to tie it at 7-7 and then come right back and score again. That was way more important than the kickoff return. That's kind of fluky. But what Florida did was not fluky and cemented, I think, in all of their minds, Urban Meyer, you know, hey, we've got it, we can win this thing, and changed everything right there.
And the leadership of the head coach combined with the character of that team, they didn't talk about it during the week. They kept it to themselves. And when you keep it to yourselves, for those players that are listening in the NFL and college, you know what happens? When you keep it to yourselves and you do the speaking on the field, the level of emotion doesn't go away. It is tapped in. It's like a bottle that you've shaken a couple more times. And indeed, you also haven't given that edge to the other team. And they proved it on the field. The statement was there to be made. That front four certainly had a lot to do with it. Let's go into the specifics. We talked about the pride, the anger, the hunger, the delay itself, and we want to talk about that in more specifics with regard to the playoff system. We talked about coaching a little bit. We talked about speed yesterday, and we talked about the Heisman jinx. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with the Heisman jinx because, you know, I thought Troy Smith would be one of those players who could overcome that and not be Vinny Testaverde or Jason White or Gino Toretta or whatever, and instead he played right into it. Now, it didn't help that Ted Ginn Jr. was out and didn't get a chance to play the rest of the game.
It's like he was not ready to deal with that. Once Ted Ginn was out, he was not prepared, and that is a coaching mistake as much as anything.
Oh, sure, it's football. As you well know, Nick, all your years in the NFL and college, you know, people get injured. This is a tough game, and you've got to be ready. You have to have interchangeable parts. Ohio State didn't. Florida did. Then I go back to the lines. I cannot stress enough in my mind how when you see a Big Ten team get manhandled on the line, you know there's trouble. These are these big corn-fed boys, you know, from Ohio, from my home state, you know, from wherever. You know, maybe you lose the battle of speed, but you sure can't lose the battle on the line, and they did. They did time and again. And when Troy Smith was being dragged down behind by offensive linemen or defensive linemen of Florida, when defensive linemen for the Gators are catching the Heisman Trophy winner from behind, you know that there's a sluggishness or an uncertainty in Troy Smith's brain that had not existed in the previous two seasons. That, to me, was as stunning a sight, whether it was the fumble that led to the touchdown at the end of the first half, Nick. Whatever it was, Troy Smith could not outrun the Florida defensive lineman. That is terrible for Ohio State.